Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is Monday, the 16th day of July, 2007. And we're going to have wide open phones for the next 2 hours. Then in the third hour, I'm scheduled to have Chuck Walters, the head guy at Acres USA. I've run into the magazine a few times and read it, and it's just great information on organic gardening and just a whole host of issues. It's basically anti-New World Order at the same time, but it's a mainline publication. It's based right here in Austin, Texas, so I, months ago, told my producer, hey, we ought to get them on, and voila, here they are. So that's coming up in the third hour today. I really will take a lot of your calls today because I fantasize about the few shows where I've actually controlled myself and taken 100, 200 phone calls. But if we're going to do that, it means I do have to go to you quickly, and I do have to hang up on you quickly and go to the next person. So have your comment, your question ready. First-time callers, go to the Heva line and trump everyone. So if you tell, we don't screen your calls. You tell us where you're calling from and your first name. But if you choose to tell us that you disagree, you go to the head of the line. Unless we're doing a show where we're calling for first-time callers, then you go to the head of the line. But anyone who wants to call in is welcome. It's just we do have the chronic pluggers, and I never mind people calling in two, three, four, five times with plugs, but when it turns into you take six, seven calls in a row, everyone is plugging, and it's the same pluggers each week, it just gets old. So if you are calling in plugging, just be ready for me to let you make your plug, and then I'm going to hang up on you. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. 9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. I feel like I had a vacation. I got 8 hours sleep last night, and you know you're working too much when getting 8 hours sleep. Going to bed at midnight and or 12:30 and sleep until 8:30. When you feel like you've had a vacation, you're working too much. But Endgame is above and beyond any film I've ever made, and we are racing to get this out for you. But also, the film is now 2 hours long. I wanted to keep it below 2 hours long, and frankly, it looks like it's going to be more than 2 hours long. I just don't know why I can't make a film that's 90 minutes or 100 minutes, but I'm already digressing today. We have a lot of really important news here in front of us, and we'll be going over that. After the break, there's also a television show from 1996, this episode called The Exo Squad. I remember surfing through the television dial in the early and mid-90s when this TV show was on, and I had a vague memory of this TV show. And talk about anti-New World Order, but then Bertrand Russell, or one of the globalist tacticians, theoreticians would argue, no, this is all part of the larger conditioning program. But I don't know, the resistance message is so overt in this, that may not be the case. I would imagine those that produced it, if we tracked them down and got them on, are anti-New World Order. But I would guess that Viacom, who aired it, Sumner Redstone allowed it because they, the overlords, would see it as further conditioning. Depends on how you look at it. We're going to be playing that when we get back from the break, and then I'm going to open the phones up, 1-800-259-9231. Friday night, they released the new Bin Laden tape. I saw it and said, I've seen that tape. And I did a little bit of internet surfing, and sure enough, I'll tell you what I discovered when we get back. We'll play the Exo Squad clip and get into some of the news we'll be covering later in the show, and we'll start taking your calls at 1-800-259-9231. The websites are JonesReport.com, InfoWars.net, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
It's here at
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Mercury elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Mercury elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Mercury purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, we're going to get into the orchestrated fear-mongering ongoing for the last 3.5 weeks with the kickoff of the two botched firebombings in Scotland and in England. And now we have the new Bin Laden tape, the number 2 of Al-Qaeda, saying that they're going to strike us, that they were behind the bombings in England. And, of course, your phone calls, Kenny, Steve, Diana, Dylan, Trina, many others that are patiently holding. But here's the Exo Squad. We're going to play a few minutes of this TV program in the mid-1990s for children where there's been this genetically engineered form of humans that I guess were used in space terraforming. And now have come back to Earth and are dominating and ruling us. So, again, you have the eugenics theme of these superhumans that are about 12 feet tall, dominating the mere Earthlings here, making us take our microchips. Again, the H.G. Wells, Aldous Huxley's, Bertrand Russell, they all wrote about how they would create a new elite species. They already believe the elite to be a separate species. And then how they would then enslave us, put microchips in us, this was written in the 30s, and then kill us. And they're following that exact plan. And they said it would be a plan, starting with mass drugging, using television to brainwash you, all happening right now. Here is a clip from the TV show in the mid-1990s.
My friends, to assist in our recovery, the Neo-Sapien Occupation Committee has ordered all Terrans to register with the Neo-Sapien Central Administration at once. During this registration, a small identification chip will be implanted under the skin. This will be mandatory for all natural humans. Those who fail to to register will be considered enemies of the Neo-Sapien government and will be dealt with accordingly.
The Sapes are here to help us? What a crock.
Large, enthusiastic crowds have turned out for the first day of mandatory civil registration.
Registration? Any jerk can see they're on their way to a concentration camp.
Phaeton must subjugate the planet quickly and brutally and publicly. As long as humans believe they can resist, they will.
Advanced Neo-Sapien technology has made the implantation process simple and completely painless. What was that?
Registration is over! In the name of the people of the home world!
Sean!
Death to all collaborators! Death!
They're on their own now.
We can't give up the Earth without a fight! Join the Resistance! We're fighting for you! Join us!
What did we accomplish? People are too afraid. Maybe the human race doesn't deserve to survive. They won't fight. Not if they think they can't win. They've got to have some hope.
Hope is one thing I'm fresh out of.
Napier, I've got a plan. We'll show the people the Resistance can win, and at the same time, we'll link up with the Exofleet.
Okay. What do we do?
Complete my disguise.
Listen, Marsh may trust you, but you're still just another Neo to me. I'll keep the blaster. You just get us into the broadcast center. Now hurry up with the uniform.
This is an important day for Chicago. Now, Phaeton City.
Neo-Sapiens. By right of conquest, the home worlds are ours. The superiority of the Neo-Sapien race has triumphed. Those who opposed us have been crushed. Terrans who accept the Neo-Sapien peace will be tolerated in the new world order. Those who refuse and resist will be eliminated.
I have my orders to report to the broadcast center.
Don't anybody move!
Were to be their salvation.
Now I warned you, I won't say it again!
Look out!
Thanks.
Earn Marcella, my Neo-Sapien.
You are welcome, Mr. Napier. But now there is much work to do. If we act promptly, we can save many lives on both sides.
It'll take a few minutes to get set up.
Let's just hope Marsh comes through when he's supposed to.
Exploration.
Reprogram the computer. Ready to cut in.
Okay, let's do it.
I have chosen this city to be the capital of Neo-Sapien Earth, heart of the Neo-Sapien homeworlds. Once humanity understands my vision for the future, you will all come to love us.
Look, what is it? Humans of the homeworlds, do not believe Neo-Sapien lies. We are not defeated. With the help of the Exofleet, we will rid ourselves of the Neo-Sapien tyrant. Humans of the homeworld, unite! Take back your freedom!
Yeah!
Don't just stand there, you fool!
Together, we can defeat the Neo-Sapien oppression! Never lose hope!
You dare oppose me? Find that human. Bring me his head. We must go.
Governor Phaeton, I'm so pleased that you're safe.
I have been made to look a fool by natural humans.
Governor, we'll find the criminals.
You said you could control the Terrans. Take this useless human away.
Oh, but Phaeton, I was cooperating. We must talk. Wait!
There's enough fuel aboard to let us link up with the fleet.
Man, I tell you, I hated to leave like that. I almost had Phaeton in my sights.
We'll be back, Bronski. And we'll keep coming back until the Earth is free again.
So the New World Order. Overall conditioning, though, now the public doesn't know why they're conditioned to accept the New World Order, why they're conditioned to think of microchips under the skin. Without even watching cartoons, that is, trying to watch cartoons since I was about 12 years old, just surfing around, the limited television watching I did as a teenager and in college and even in the last few years, I'd have to say half the shows I tuned into, it'd be the new Fantastic Four. I saw that back when I was in college, and they were every episode. I was flipping through TV, and I'd come across it when it was on, and every time I tuned in, the UN was commanding the Fantastic Four. They were fighting. The UN would fight aliens, and the UN World Army would fail. But the Fantastic Four would be able to defeat them. Now, again, that's not the old Fantastic Four. That's the new Fantastic Four, which I guess was out in '80s or '90s. I'm not sure. And, of course, there's a small clip of a TV show, a cartoon in Road to Tyranny, where it's like, hey, I'm here to give you a FedEx delivery, and I got to take a blood type test and check your microchip. And then Time Magazine for Children. Two separate issues that we saw back in 2002 that were mailed to us by listeners said, your parents are backwards and don't know. You'll soon be getting a chip. It's going to be so wonderful. I mean, folks, this is being done by design. It's being done by design. Speaking of a new species, again, here's Bertrand Russell's quote from a book he published, Nobel Prize winner, top global strategist, mathematician, scientist. The impact of science on society, page 4950 of the 1953 published The Impact of Science on Society. Gradually, by selective breeding, the congenital differences between rulers and ruled will increase until they become almost different species. A revolt of the plebes would become as unthinkable as an organized insurrection of sheep against the practice of eating mutton. Now, the elite, we find writings 3,000 years old from Babylon, 4,000 years old from Egypt, 2,400 years old from Plato's time in Greece, where the elite say, we are a different species. We are different from the commoner. And then through bleeding and feudal systems to starve the population by design, they would even dwarf our stature but not our intellects. It's their religion. And see, now with the transhumanism, posthumanism movement, they believe they're actually in grasp. They're going to augment themselves with cybernetic interfaces and then claim that we're not even as advanced.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X Man. He's in a dive. He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X Man, and your toenails need Non-X Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell in.
Waging war on corruption. Down, crashing the lies and disinformation. And it's Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central. Don't forget the free podcast at InfoWars.com. Listen to the show how you want, when you want. Just click on the podcast button at InfoWars.com. Okay, we're about to go straight to your calls. Saturday night, I was here at the office at about 7:30, and we took about a 15-minute break to eat some Italian food we ordered in. And we turn on the computer. Talk about technology. Well, I'm going to tell this story later. It has to do with Ed and Lane Brown. Man, talk about something else. Let's go ahead and go to Kenny in New York. Kenny, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good. Thanks for calling.
that interview with the Rothschild guy, that piece of scum. And I got to say, you did a good job. You did a real good job.
Well, thank you. But, I mean, did you hear him when I pointed out that the ice caps are melting and the seas are melting all over the...
I heard how he tried to spin the planet thing. He knew that. He knew. He thought we were stupid, you know. And I just want to tell them, I know there's some New World Order people listening now, and I want to tell you that I hear you.
All right, I hear you, Kenny. Kenny, I understand. That's good. It's good to get a little bit angry there, but it might interact with me. It might get me too excited, so we've got to... Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Texas. Steve, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, sir. Welcome.
All right. I was going to ask you, I basically have, like, two questions here. Number one, like, how possible do you think it is for Bush to prolong his term by, like, a third term or, you know, possibly try to, like, dissolve all kind of checks and balances on his office? Like, how possible do you think that is?
Well, that's really a two-parter. Because the question is, has he dissolved checks and balances? Has he gone further than any president in the last 100-plus years since the Civil War to openly eviscerate the Bill of Rights and Constitution and create whole new bodies of neo-Napoleonic law? The answer is he has butchered the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, the heart and soul of the United States, from pillar to post, up one side and down the other, all points of the compass. It's indescribable. There is a counterbalance swing against it. I don't know how successful it's going to be. It's somewhat successful just in its first initial phases try to reverse that. But the establishment is just pouring on more fuel, trying to drive over us right now. So there's a real fight that's been joined. As for staying in office, I would say there's about a 20% chance that Bush will set off nukes and go full-bore Hitler, maybe even a higher chance, but I think the elites may not let him because they see we're not buying it, and then they would rather just take the gains, the precedent set, the illegal, unlawful, un-American, traitorous, treacherous, larcenous steps that have been gained in the last 6 years, and then just pass those on to Hillary, and then have events then, or Obama, and then let the power just be incrementally brought in. Bush was given the baton in this relay race to see how far he could go. They definitely took the leash off of this current crop and said, okay, you can take the blame if you fail. Go hog wild. And they haven't failed. They butchered much of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They have invaded... two countries. They're set to invade a third. They have demonized the name of the U.S. wonderfully worldwide. They've set up permanent bases in the heart of the Middle East for the next phase to destabilize Saudi Arabia. That's the real target, one of the key targets. And so Bush has done an unbelievable job. Believe me, he'll be getting lots of secret awards, lots of little secret parties. They'll be toasting his father. They kicked it off yesterday at the Bohemian Grove, ongoing in Northern California. He'll be getting some serious Bushes. He did an incredible job. Precision, total precision. I mean, that is his handlers, those behind him, have brought us to the brink of total annihilation and total martial law. But he'll probably just pass the baton on, and then he'll be rehabilitated in the media. Bush was so right. He tried to protect us, and then... Why, in 2009, the nukes went off, right when Hillary came in. Man, they would have listened to Bush. But she sure stood up as a woman and showed leadership, proving a woman can do it. Well, you know, it's a lot like Margaret Thatcher in the, in what happened in the Falklands. Yes, women in history have done very well in war. They'll have lots of TV specials on that. You'll be watching it, and you'll wonder how I knew at the time. I've just studied the enemy. And it'll just be continual. Anything else?
I was going to ask you basically about another conspiracy right now. Like, I don't believe in it personally, but, like, the whole Reptoid thing, like, what do you think of that? I mean, I don't...
Sure, I'll comment on that and Rumpelstiltskin on the other side. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions, war in Iran, a coming one-world church. In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Has anyone told you how the Patriot Acts number 1 and 2 is the groundwork to eliminate all of our freedoms guaranteed to us by the Bill of Rights? Have you been told that they infringe upon the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment? This is minimum infringement. There may be more. Is your guaranteed right to freedom of speech, assembly, religion, privacy, and to own a gun important to you? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to take your order.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
Don't forget, my friends, my new film, Terror Storm, is now out. 17 minutes of added video, added analysis on the controlled demolition of Building 7 with the BBC, reporting 20-plus minutes before it fell that it had fallen, putting out the official line, even how it had fallen, why it fell, because they knew people would have questions, so they told the cattle. And then CNN an hour before saying it with Aaron Brown. That's just 4 or 5 minutes, or actually about 3 minutes of the 17 minutes of added information. It's just an amazing documentary, was an amazing documentary, now even more powerful. And that DVD, what, 3 hours and 15 minutes, that would be 3 hours and 20 minutes of footage now total on one DVD. Over a two-hour film and then 68 minutes of extras, Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror, special edition, now shipping, now available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. We added more graphics because what happened is we had to rush it out. And so graphics that our graphics guy had finished, it was too late for us to put them in. Music that had been done, we didn't have time to put it in, some of it. Other video images, other documents we wanted to add, we put those in, but that doesn't count. There's 17 minutes of totally new film, you know, new sections, and then we went back to the whole film, added audio, remixed audio, redid a lot of stuff. It was already excellent, but it's a different film now, and if you like Terror Storm, you found it to be effective in waking people up, you can order your DVD at Infowars.com. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. We now just don't have it in high quality and medium and low quality download, depending on your connection speed. We have it in three different formats that way. We also have two different flash formats, high bandwidth, broadband, and then medium band up there, so you can download it while you watch it. So you also have a download of it, kill two birds with one stone, download it, got the newest flash system, you know, the best encoding, the best systems that we went out and bought the industry standard stuff a few months ago and have now been integrating it. And so we've upgraded the PrisonPlanet.tv quality. And I'm going to be taking some of my older films that were uploaded a few years ago. They're decent quality, but we're going to be re-encoding those in the higher quality as well. So it's up there for download in Windows and in the Mac format as well. And it is also now in two different flash formats for you. The new Terror Storm, and you can burn them right to disk. You can go get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. And I want you, for those of you that have a little bit of computer savvy, it's very easy to do. If you don't, just go search on the web for, you know, the different free converters that were, once you've downloaded it, so you can burn it to disk. It's very easy to do. And just aggressively, by aggressively, you know, make a few copies a day. Just when you're surfing the web, oh, let me go to the site and, you know, burn another copy of Terror Storm, and then give that to your neighbors, your friends, police officers, your pastor. Give it to your professor. Give it to your school teacher. And just say, hey, this is some pretty controversial stuff. Tell me what you think of it. This film has been watched more than 7 million times on Google and YouTube alone. And then here's a new edition of it. Tell me what you think. I want your opinion. You know, that way, if it's your friend or neighbor, they won't think you're a devil-worshipping heretic if they watch it and don't agree with the information. It won't matter, because later down the line, it's the truth. It's going to seep in, and later down the line, they're going to wake up. We've almost got 100% conversion rate. The truth is powerful, powerful medicine. So get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Monthly membership for $5.95. That's the cost of 2.5 cups of Starbucks coffee. Or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free. PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, I said calls. I'm taking calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Diane in California. Diane, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
It's good to talk to you. This is regarding your film Endgame. And I know that you have a large area to cover in eugenics, but I was just wondering if you're going to mention anything about the drug that Eli Lilly distributed about 50 years ago, the DES drug, to keep women from having miscarriages. It was a hormone estrogen.
I have briefly read about that, but I don't really know the details. Fill me in.
Well, it's been proven that women have been coming down like 50 years later with clear cell cancer, cancer in the breast and the uterus. You haven't heard of that?
Well, we know this. Many forms of birth control are clearly correlated, not just related. There's not just a link. Conclusively, they know that birth control, the hormonal suppression of the menstrual cycle, massively increases many forms of the different hormone-related cancers.
Right. Well, Eli Lilly knew that it had caused cancer in laboratory rats and still distributed it.
Well, here's the problem. And that's what happened. The film was about 90 minutes long.
Right.
And then I got up to the end to make the eugenics section and thought I'd just make it 15, 20 minutes long. And just to, like a machine gun list, okay, they murdered these children in foster care with pesticide. Here's, you know, AP and video of it. They gave these women uranium injections and these women plutonium pills.
Right.
Okay, they did this. I mean, just rapid fire, there's like 10 minutes of that. And I literally didn't put 1/100th of what we know in there. That's
yeah,
the frustration of this. And tell me the name of the drug.
The abbreviation is DES, but it's called dithiostibestrol. I can't even pronounce it. It's such a long
word.
Well,
I'll look into it. You know,
and
I know
it causes
this,
like a clear cell cancer, adenocarcinoma. And my mother had taken that drug, and I personally, from my own experience, I have had so many problems with my cycles. And I just want to tell women out there that you need to change your diet. Nothing with hormones, no meat, eggs, or butter, you know, and then you'll have a better time of it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the call, and I'll check into that. Thank you. Yes, anything you think should be added in the film, anything right down here. I mean, I got picture lock. I was supposed to have picture lock yesterday. And, of course, now we're not going to have picture lock. And we're going to have picture lock probably by next Monday if I don't sleep. But last night I was up here at midnight, and I just said, or 11:30, I just said, forget it, let's go home. We were all burnt out just, you know, trying to work, and I just said, let's go. And you know, I only bring this up so people know sometimes why I'm irritable or sometimes why, you know, just get frustrated because it's just, you keep your head in this stuff all the time. It doesn't make Jack a dull boy. It makes Jack a very aggressive, mean boy. And, but again, the film, everybody thinks the film, Wikipedia says it's coming out in August. I never said that. By the way, Wikipedia's got my name spelled wrong. It's not, the Emmerich spelling is wrong. But that doesn't matter. Side issue, I'm getting all these emails going, we hear it's out in August because Wikipedia says it. No, what I said is in August, I am sending it to the manufacturer and the distributor for mass production. It won't come out until October. All right, and this is how it works. I get picture lock. That means the credits are done, the basic film is done, and I'm going to go back into it. Well, picture lock isn't even really picture lock until you cut it. And so I've got to go in and cut, too. I'm going to go in and watch it again and cut it. We've already cut several times. I've got to cut down some areas. I'll probably cut down the Trans-Texas NAFTA Superhighways area. Because as bad as that is when you're watching it, once you get to eugenics, it doesn't even matter, folks. I mean, in comparison, it's just... And I don't know why I'm getting off into all this right now. I might as well talk about it. It's interesting. And then I've got to go in and add graphics that have been done. We've already added graphics into the first hour. Then we've got the graphics aren't done for the second hour yet. The second hour isn't even complete. We've got a race to get those in. I've got 20 tracks of music Graham Reynolds has made for me. He's allowing me to use his old library. The Golden Arm Trio is done, so I've got to try to figure out what I want to do with that. It's a labor of love, all this great music, where to put it, how to use it. So we've got to do all that and have it to the distributor by mid-August. And that's contractual, too, so I'm... And of course, it's a powerful film, so you want to make it as powerful as possible. You want to make it as good as you can. But, I mean, it's three people making this film. You know, in here doing the main work. Aaron Dykes, of course, but the main person is Rob Jacobson, the main editor, but Aaron's working 14, 16 hours a day. And then myself, and then Graham Reynolds, and, of course, some of the graphics people doing a great job. McWhorter, and, of course, Glenn. So we're trying to integrate all this together, and we're trying to put the most important info in. I mean, I literally could have a 500-hour audiobook, 500 hours, no problem, just with quotes about the elite talking about how they're going to kill everybody and how they hate us and how we're scum and how we're sheep and ha-ha-ha and how they're supermen and how they're going to – they're already a new species, but they're going to be a clear, distinct species that can't even breed from us. And I mean, this film is 2 hours long, and I haven't even gotten into the whole global tax, global warming hoax. I've got to keep that down to about 3 minutes. Then I want to get into the post-humanist Kurzweilian system. I'll have to keep that down to about 3 minutes. I'm just going to make Endgame 2, I've decided. There will be another Endgame. You can set your watch and warrant by that unless I'm, you know, dying a car wreck or something else. God forbid, I really want to finish my work. All I ask, I never ask God for anything except God's will be done, but I do... selfishly, because I'm in love with my work, ask God, just let me live long enough to complete my work. And, of course, there's always some new work I want to do, some new thing I want to complete. I get mad at myself for my safety, because I don't even think about my safety until things happen that remind me of it. And I go, you fool, you've got to worry about it, because you've got to finish the work. All right, I'm already, see, I said I'd take calls. I'm doing an okay job, and I'm already babbling here. By the way, let me just tell you what happened with the Browns over the weekend. It was kind of a quandary for me because I want to support them, but then I have to ask myself, how do I best support the Browns? And how do I best get the word out about the fraudulent nature of the income tax? And how do I best not steer my audience wrong? And I think, man, a party up there at Plainfield, will that antagonize the feds and make them want to come in? And I really couldn't, I couldn't analyze it properly. You can analyze big systems because you've got enough history, enough time, enough blueprints to, you know, to know the basic agenda. But when you get into specifics with more limited numbers of people, you think it'd be more simple to analyze what would happen, but it actually becomes harder in many respects. Because predictability in large masses, kind of schools of fish, I don't know how to describe this, I can just organically analyze it, is easier than individual actions. And I don't know what the feds are up to. We do have their past actions. And so I did promote the event some. Some people were like, well, you know, don't make a big deal about the helicopters and jets flying over. And one group of people are telling me they're military. Others are saying they aren't. I saw the video, folks. It's Homeland Security. I've now seen it, and hey, there's people creeping around in the woods, but let's not make a big deal about it. And I morally was kind of like, well, we better mention this just so people know when they're going up there that this isn't, you know, this isn't tiddlywinks. This isn't patty cake, baker's man, roll them up. Throw them in the pan, you know, poke them and prick them and mark them with a B and put them in the oven for baby and me. I mean, this is the New World Order. This is not, as Hitler said, we do not play at war. The New World Order does not play at this stuff. And that's why I've been trying to de-escalate things. I don't want the Browns to be assaulted. I don't want a bunch of feds who mean nothing to the New World Order to get killed and to start some new escalation. I want to be cool like Fonzie. And you know, let's be like Fonzie. How's Fonzie? He's cool. Not that I am cool. I can rant and rave, you know, in my passion to try to get you to wake up and move. But at the same time, I'm very cool when it actually comes to a situation. And so I had that quandary, and so I dialed in on an internet feed that was on the We Are Change site. I think they had a link over to Davon Kleist, who had one up there. I'm not sure exactly. I was trying to figure out where the feed was coming from, but it was a link on We Are Change. And I heard Dave on the radio talking about it, so I would guess that was his feed. I'm glad he did that. But I'm sitting there watching it, and we're sitting there listening to the music and stuff, going, oh, great, glad things went well. Looks like about 100 people there. They were doing wide camera shots out of the barn and zooming back in. Somebody was operating a camera off a wireless feed, and I'm going, oh, that's great. I'm glad it went well. Man, I had a bad feeling about it. And all of a sudden, this helicopter about 100 yards away comes up, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. That's the helicopters I've seen with Homeland Security 100 times in AP photos and video. It was the gray Homeland Security. They have gray and black ones. It was like a $20 million German helicopter. I've looked up the model number before. I don't have it in front of me. We did run the tail number off the video, and then they were suddenly announcing that it was Homeland Security, that supposedly had already been there, and they'd already run it on the Internet. And it was a federal helicopter, and it was clearly trying to start a provocation. It was, and then once it got dark, you could see it flying right over them, and it was flying at about 75 feet, then it went down to about 50, then it went down behind trees, and about 100 yards away, I'd say, was probably 10 feet off the ground. It may have even landed, for all I know. It goes down behind what looked like oak trees, or no more than 50 feet tall. It's flying around at dangerous altitudes. Then, at about 9 o'clock central, it turns its lights off, and the feed goes dead. So I made some calls, and they said, no, it's still flying around. And basically, it flew off, refueled, and flew around all night. So you've got the feds trying to get somebody to shoot fireworks at them, trying to get somebody, which it was just ongoing. And I guarantee you that's what they were trying to do. They wanted to move in on those people. I mean, why else would they do that? I mean, that is so childish. to try to escalate this and try to let everybody know we're in control, we're the federal government, we can engage in a PSYOP, we can fly over you, we can do whatever we want. I mean, literally, they released over 400,000 aggravated felons in Houston alone in 2005. That was on the cover of the Houston Chronicle. It was 400,000 and something. I forget the exact number. I remember seeing the number, and I couldn't believe it. So I did more searches, and you remember I talked about it for like a week on air. And it just, in fact, I know Tim's in there listening to the show. Tim, why don't you go Google that so I can make sure of that number. So, I mean, we got illegal aliens, felons running all over us. There's trillions missing from the Pentagon. And they've got time to have the Fed surrounding an older couple. They're having a barbecue on their land with Homeland Security helicopters. We'll be right back.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on Earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier-looking skin. Now you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on Earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
Big time. Big time.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John. Big John.
But just another side point on technology. We take for granted the revolutions that are happening.
Nobody seemed to know where John.
I mean, we could just sit there while we were editing and eating Italian food and just dial into a computer and pull up a live shot of a demonstration, rock concert, whatever you want to call it, in the middle of the countryside in New Hampshire. And the police are starting to figure this out. Everybody's got these wireless hookups at demonstrations, and they're sending them back to websites or back to YouTube-type services that are popping up everywhere. I mean, the New World Order can try all day to now tell us, you can't videotape us, but we're going to put cameras everywhere videotaping you. It's not going to work. It is not going to work. And that's why they're racing to go ahead and bring in the martial law now. And I may be wrong. Bush may stay in office. They may just go into martial law. You cannot say that it isn't a serious possibility because they've made the preparations. The preparatory moves have been made. The funding has been put in. It's openly been announced. And they've put trial balloons out about this. This may be coming. This is now a mainstream topic. It's not just things relocated to that, you know, that crazy young man, Alex Jones, in the mid-1990s. Let's go to Dylan, then Trina, Rob, Tony, Kathy, and others. You're on the air, Dylan, from Texas.
Hey, how are you doing, Alex?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
All right, cool. Yeah, I also saw Endgame, and I want to say I thought it was great so far, and I know it probably has a bit challenging to probably condense it to 2 hours.
You mean
but,
you saw that first hour of Endgame, that sneak peek we did?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I thought it was great.
Well, thanks for coming.
Yeah, man, it was a good time. I wanted to ask you if you'd seen a documentary from 1972. It came on TV, and it was also made for a UN conference called Survival of Spaceship Earth.
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, I want to really tell you about this, because if you can get your hands on this, this might be something potentially good for research for Endgame. John D. Rockefeller III is in it, and I just wanted to quickly, if I could, read the synopsis to you, because I think you'll find it.
It's called Survival of Spaceship Earth.
Yes, yes, and can I read the synopsis to you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Earth's environmental crisis brought about by uncontrolled technological progress is endangering life on a global scale. At the core of the threats to the planet, wars, overpopulation, pollution, and the depletion of natural resources is the inadequacy of the nation-state to come to terms the surmounting problems of 20th century living. What is urgently needed is the kind of international cooperation where the nation states relinquish part of their sovereignty to a world body entrusted with the management of mankind's future.
But then, oh, by the way, we found quotes of Bush at the summit in 2005 where he called it the American Union, but then all these neocon sites are saying we're crazy, it doesn't exist. I mean, that's what I mean. There's hundreds of films, thousands of books, thousands and thousands of quotes. They're just, that's all they talk about. And then you tell the general public and they say it doesn't exist. You know, I will definitely, if somebody has a copy of that film, rush it to us. We might be able to, you know, do an analysis of it, certainly play some clips here. We'll try to order it or get it off eBay or something. But thank you. Again, it's you guys and gals that help us with this data. So thank you so much. Anything else, Dylan?
No, not really. I just, some side note, entertainment news, Cameron Diaz might be dating, David Rothschild. So I thought you'd be excited to find that out.
What about Lord Rothschild? What's going on?
Oh, I was just, you know, it's not even really a big deal at all. I was just saying, I was reading something where she's, someone posted on the Prison Planet forum that she's,
Oh yeah, that was in People Magazine. Cameron Diaz with Lord Rothschild who we had on. Thank you so much for calling.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.